This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Dr. Hurtica Martin has begun her second year as superintendent of the Springfield Public Schools. The district serves more than 10,000 students and has a staff of 1,000. Dr. Martin is a native of Nevis, a small Caribbean island. She's been a professional educator for more than three decades. Hurtica, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Claude.
What did your first year as Springfield superintendent tell you about what the district is doing well and what needs improving?
During my first year, I spent lots of time in the community getting to know the people, looking at the data that we have in our school district. It shows that we are making steady progress. We still have a way to go in terms of making sure that all students are being successful. We are working towards making that a reality. This school year, we have a real focus on math instruction. All of our teachers are being trained on best practices in math and making sure that students are provided with the interventions they need in order for them to be successful.
Hurtica, in a speech to open the school year, you described your commitment to racial equality, saying non-white students have lower graduation rates and higher per capita discipline referrals. Did you experience discrimination growing up?
I grew up in the Caribbean and moved to the Virgin Islands. No, I did not. The way it's singled out in America, it wasn't like that at all in the Caribbean. We didn't worry about you being black and I'm being white, even though where I grew up in the Virgin Islands, it's a melting pot because there are people there from all of the different Caribbean islands. There are people there from the mainland. The bottom line is, what are we going to do to accept and understand people that don't look like us? That's where my heart is. We need to make sure that we are supporting each other and not putting down each other.
Racial discrimination then wasn't the same kind of an issue where you grew up as it is in the United States. Right. What do you attribute that to?
If you look at the world today, it's very racially different than it was way back when. We have a black president. Would you have thought that would be happening today?
No.
Okay, so it's a matter of how do we as a nation develop our people so that we can go anywhere in this world and be successful.
So within your school district, how can improvement in racial equality be realized?
Well, it's making sure that everyone in the system understands that equity does not always mean equal, to make sure staff has the necessary tools so that they can help our students in the classroom.
Dr. Hurtica Martin, she's the superintendent of the Springfield Schools. Hurtica, the state seeks to assure 80% of high school graduates will move on to a 2- or 4-year college by 2025. I understand that last year, 48% of Springfield graduates enrolled in college. What has to happen in Springfield to meet the state goals?
One of the things that we do in our school district through a partnership with the University of Oregon and the Chamber of Commerce, we send all of our seventh graders for a day on the campus of U of O. They get to visualize themselves being on a 4-year college campus. The other one is pairing up ninth graders with 11th graders and eighth graders with 11th graders. They help students navigating high school, making sure that they are following through with the classroom assignments. There were some real success stories.
You'll be asking for approval of a $71.5 million bond measure in November, Hurtica. Why is it needed, and what encourages you to think it'll pass when it failed last year?
The bond will do four things for us, making sure that we are keeping our buildings safe and that we are upgrading when we need to. The next one is replacing Hamlin Middle School. Students deserve a modern and efficient building. The other one is the use of technology in order for our students to graduate with 21st century skills. And then the fourth piece is add instructional space in support of current and future enrollment.
And the second part of the question, do you think you have a better shot of passing that bond this year than you did last year?
We hope so. It will cost the taxpayers less than what it cost last year. It's really important that the community come together and support our children through our school system. If we have a good school system, then we also attract businesses and other people here. We are preparing kids for the future. As a system, we have to make sure that we are providing the best opportunities for our children.
Dr. Hertika Martin is in her second year as superintendent of the Springfield Public Schools. Thanks, Hertika, for sharing with our listeners.
Thanks, Claude, for having me.
Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.